Blog Talk Radio.
Royalty, and I am on the line with the two hottest co-hosts in the world,
Jahira, wait, let me do a proper introduction. Celebrity talent manager and brand ambassador Jahira is on the line with us. Hey, love.
Hey. I'm in the building.
Hey. Yes, indeed.
What up?
And what's going on? What's going on? And, of course, we have pro makeup artist and beauty ambassador for the legendary Chanel brand, Sir Charles. What's going on, Sir Charles?
Hey, what's up? Happy Sunday.
What's up? How you be?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm all excited and energetic, you guys. I'm feeling great.
I know,
great.
And
it's
Sir Charles Sunday. Sir Charles sound like the quiet storm.
Right, he's like, I'm
Yeah, I'm laid back, you know? I'm the Barry White in the game.
Okay, Barry. All right, get it. Well, I am excited about tonight's show. Super excited. We have a great show planned for the listeners tonight, and we have, of course, some good goodies in the What's New in Beauty for You. So I hope you guys are tuned in and locked in here, and call your girlfriends. If you know that they're not listening to this show right now, then you need to call them and tell them to either listen online or to call us at 646-595-4038. We have some great stuff in the What's New in Beauty segment of the show. And we also are going to get into a good conversation. We're going to talk a little bit about ladies who feel the need to have a man in their life, you know, or feel have what I call the relationship syndrome. Like, you just have to be in a relationship. Like, oh my God, I need a man, or oh my goodness, I just want to be married, or, you know, just
this
that
is
kind
a
of
great
thing. And
topic.
Stuff. Great topic, right?
Yeah, so, I got a few thoughts that come to my mind. To respond to that, but I'll save it for later.
Yeah.
All right. Yes.
Apparently that makes two.
Right. So, yes, definitely we are going to talk about those things, and I'm pretty sure a lot of ladies have a lot of comments about that, and I know people personally who are going through those things. But, again, we're going to save that till a little bit later in the show, and we are going to, you know, start off with our great beauty stuff for you guys. But how's everybody's week been going? How have you guys been doing this week? It's been, like, crazy busy for me this week, and I know you guys have been probably crazy busy as well.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's been nuts.
You say it's
Lots
been nuts.
It's been crazy. It's still going. How about that?
Right.
And this is the start of a new week, you would think, right?
Right.
Exactly.
It's never-ending craziness. I know how that is, so I completely understand. So what we are going to do, you guys.
Sorry.
I did, Jahira. I told you I would, and I did.
I thought it was.
Yeah.
Oh, you went to see that movie? Yeah, I didn't get
great.
A chance to check it out.
You gotta check it out, Sir Charles. I thought it was great. I really did. It had a great storyline. So I know the ladies were all about the chocolate. There's a lot of chocolate
right.
in there. But the storyline.
Is the chocolate ladies in there too?
It's a couple chocolate ladies.
I mean, because I like the best of both worlds. So,
mocha,
you know,
latte.
Chocolate ladies, chocolate.
Were you surprised to see Vivica the way you saw her?
I was. She did good. She did exceptional. She did a good job. She really did. But she's always been a great actress
though.
To me.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I was just
She's exactly. always slaying.
She actually does
on camera.
A great job. So she was working.
Sorry, y'all, my dog
she was working. Crazy.
But I am excited that you got a chance to see it. And
yes.
that you liked it.
I did. It was great. So for those of you out there who have not seen it yet, please make sure that you check out Chocolate City. Check to see if it's at a theater near you. And you can also get it on demand. I know you can, like, get it on iTunes and a couple
yes.
other different places
a,
on demand.
We got a whole new listing in, too, because we're now in Florida as well. We're in Miami. We're in Fort Lauderdale.
Hey.
We're so the more that
moving on up,
see
like the
it,
Jefferson.
The more,
right.
the more locations they're adding. So that's awesome. And of course, for those that want to book Darren Henson to come by and host the event, holla at your girl.
Holla,
she
holla.
Make, it
make
happen.
Sure you holla at me. Yes, indeed.
The hiring
yep.
gets it done. Don't let the smooth taste fool y'all, okay?
Honey.
Right.
It's all business. It's all business. So.
All right, guys, so we're going to go ahead really quickly. We're going to get into the Dial House Radio announcements. We'll get into our first music break. When we come back, check out what's new in beauty for you, and we will see you guys on the other end of the break.
You are tuned in to Dial House Radio, the hottest station on the net. We air live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dial House Radio family by visiting our website at www.dialhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar Blog daily on the Dial House Radio website. Dial House Radio is home of the indie artists. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. Indie artists, email your music submissions to dialhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photo, and your music in MP3 format. Or purchase one of our promo packages available to you on our website. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on Dial House Radio, email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian. That's Brian, DialhouseRadio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Sheree Laree, Nuria Afonso, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Young Peach, and Mila J. Don't miss all the tea Hot Sugar is dishing out. Be sure to follow our Hot Sugar Instagram page at IG_HotSugar. Keep up with everything Dial House Radio by following us on Twitter at @DialHouse_Radio. And be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
You guys, I was just talking and muted at the same time.
Okay. I was about to be like, oh, well, we're live. You're tuning in.
Oh,
I'm just talking. I'm like, welcome to, you know, we're talking about what's new in beauty and just going on. I'm like, nobody's saying anything. So we're back, you guys.
Baby, I didn't know what was going on. I heard fumbling. I'm like, is someone trying to get something in on the low?
We are
I'm
back.
Like,
we were actually going
out?
Into a we were actually going into a music break, and then the boards just completely froze up on me. So I was coming back in just to get into our What's New in Beauty segment, and I was totally muted. So forgive me, you guys. But
all right.
We are
well,
back.
We're back. Hey.
Hey, oh my God.
And we're back.
We're back.
All right.
We're back. All right. Lights, camera, action. Here we go. Oh my gosh. So I have some great goodies for you guys this week and what's new in beauty. So I hope you guys are ready to get it started here. So first up, the legendary Chanel brand is planning to open a spa at the Ritz in Paris by the end of the year. The spa will be called... Yes.
With Traveling Mr. Charles.
Right. Come on, ladies. We got to go.
We're going.
We definitely got to be there live and present, and we're hosting, and we're going to be live on air.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, the spa will be called Chanel Ritz Paris, and the spa is dedicated to Chanel skincare. So they're really focusing on giving you that customized experience and really focusing on the Chanel skincare products. And Chanel and the Ritz have a history together. According to FashionTimes.com, Mademoiselle Chanel lived 34 years at the Ritz. So the hotel has been closed for renovations since July of 2012, and along with the opening of this fabulous spa, you guys, will also be the opening of the new and improved Coco Chanel suite that Coco Chanel actually occupied. So I think since it's opening at the end of the year, this is like the most fabulous New Year's gift you could give to yourself. It's if you go to Paris and you... Yes, you have to stay in the Coco Chanel suite, and then you have to go to the spa and get pampered, and that would be like the ultimate New Year's gift to yourself.
Yes. Yes, I totally agree on that. Hasha ba ba ba.
I totally agree. We'll be there.
Not hasha ba ba ba.
Front and center, and we'll be the first one.
Yes. So... For all of you ladies out there who love you some Chanel and love the luxury pampering experience, definitely keep your ears open and your eyes open for the official launch date of this spa. So they haven't released an official launch date, but it's coming soon, and just know that it will be at the end of this year. So check that out.
And know we will be there.
Yes,
we will be there in Paris.
Yes.
Don't you forget it. Yes.
No.
So, attention all of the Tay Martians out there. Tay Martians, calling all Tay Martians. Tamar Braxton has launched her very own clothing line. Yes. She did it. She did it. Yes.
She
and
did that.
She did that, yeah. She said, you better get your life and get into this Tamar collection.
All right.
So,
get your life,
so, get it, yes. So the collection is called the Tamar Collection by Tamar Braxton, and this collection is geared to give you that high-end fab style and personality of Tamar without the outrageous price tag. So she was like, you know, she said, hey, when I wear my Versace, I'm like, yes, I feel wonderful. And she said she wants all of her Tay Martians to feel the same way when they put on their Tamar collection gear. They want to be snatched and feel fabulous, and that's what she wants for you without you having to break the bank to look fabulous. So I think that's super awesome. So the collection, the collection actually debuted earlier this year, and it does include bodycon dresses to fit them curves, ladies, fitted blazers, jumpsuits, luxe track pants, and sexy stilettos, because you know you can't go nowhere without your stilettos.
Gotta have you get them girl pumps on.
Yes. Yes, get them, girl.
I'm just picturing it. What you on over there? Hold on a second. You feeling yourself? You feeling yourself?
Yes, I am,
you
baby.
I feel myself. Right.
We need to do the commercial. Right? Totally.
did an interview with the Huffington Post to show them the summer 2015 collection and to also discuss her own personal style. So, of course, during the interview, Huffington Post asked Tamar, are there any beauty products or tips that you live by? And I always love this part of, like, celebrity interviews because, you know, you always want to know what kind of beauty products they use, what do they do to keep their skin looking fabulous, or, you know, how they maintain. And Tamar basically said that she does not use a lot of product on her face because she's very sensitive. She says that everyone thinks she is crazy because after she washes her face with Dove, she ices her face. Now,
what?
I thought that was interesting. Yes, that was my next question. Has anybody ever iced their face? Yes. Has anybody ever done that? I've done that. Has anybody ever done that before?
No, I never knew about it.
I've never done that.
Okay, so let's talk about ice in the face really quickly, you guys. So, I don't know. I'm pretty sure you guys have seen the movie Mommy Dearest, right?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No wired hangers. I know you've seen Mommy Dearest, right? Okay, maybe not. It's okay. But so in the movie, you'll see the lady portraying Joan Crawford. She cleanses her face, and then she's rinsing her face with this bowl of cold water filled with ice in it. So when I first came across, you know, the whole ice in the face thing, which I saw the movie, and then there was a skincare line, I can't think of it. It's on the top of my head. I can't think of it right now. But I know Stephanie Mills and Dionne Warwick and all these ladies were using it, and they had this just beautiful, gorgeous skin. So basically, when you cleanse your skin, you cleanse it with warm water and your cleanser. So this opens the pores, you get to cleanse and get all the gooky stuff that's in the pores out, and then you rinse your face. The icing is what closes the pores up. So that it closes and makes the pores smaller, and it prevents stuff from getting clogged in them. And so when I watched this, like, whole special one time, and all of these ladies, Dionne Warwick and Stephanie Mills and Gladys Knight, was using this product. I can't think of the name of the product, but part of the skincare regimen is that after you cleanse your face and all of that, you are to ice it. That is what closes the pores and keeps them from getting clogged. It helps to smooth the skin and all of that good stuff. So that is what icing does to the skin.
Yes.
Beauty tip of the day, ice cube your face, it goes a long way. Yes.
Yeah, well, thank you for that, because I just
absolutely
took it. So I'm going to try it.
Yes, you got to try it. It does wonders. Just after you finish cleansing your face, throw your little ice cube. It's cold now. Really cold. Throw your little ice cube on, you know, it, particularly in areas where you may have large pores, and then you'll be good to go.
Well, I don't know if that's going to work for me, baby, because I'm hot for all that.
Okay.
I'm too hot for ice in my face.
Okay.
Learn something new every show, you guys. That's why you need to keep it locked on to Beauty and Beats, because we've got the tea, we've got the information.
This is
so
on, baby.
If you guys are interested in checking out the Tamar Collection by Tamar Braxton, you can check it out at www.tamarcollection.com. Of course, I will post this out on Twitter from the Beauty and Beats DHR Twitter page, and I will post it on the Beauty and Beats Facebook page as well, so you can check out this collection and get your life, honey.
Get your life.
Yes.
Go all get right. It. Go find it, girl. Go find it. No.
Get it,
so,
girl.
Also, in beauty news, Ciara is the new face of Roberto Cavalli's Fall Winter 2015 2015-2016 ad campaign. She looks absolutely stunning for this ad campaign, so make sure that you look out for it. I will be posting the pictures from the campaign, again, on Twitter and on our Facebook page, because she is working it. She looks beautiful. So definitely, you guys, check out that. Ciara is the new face of the Roberto Cavalli Fall Winter ad campaign.
Oh,
and
girl.
So also, yes, also,
yeah, doing it now.
We have, right, yes, so plus size model Ashley Graham, this is for my thick ladies, Ashley Graham is a plus size model. She has been advocating for a while for, you know, to change the standards of beauty. You know, we aren't all a size 2, and, you know, she's advocating, you know, that women are beautiful in all sizes, which is absolutely true. And so this plus size model is partnering up with a Canadian-based plus size retailer to launch her lingerie line inspired by 50 Shades of Grey, which I thought was kind of interesting. So this line will include 4 bras with bondage-inspired removable straps and lace details. Okay,
wow.
Hello, bondage. Kinky. Okay, anyway, moving along. 4 styles of underwear. Yes, 4 styles of underwear. So you don't have to keep in one style, girl. You can have 4 different styles, a chemise and a kimono. And these items will actually be sold on Nordstrom.com. So the prices do range from $30. Right. The prices range from $30 to $95. And, you know, this is a great way. Sexy comes in all sizes, so you make sure that you check out this collection. There's a variety of options for you. And, girls, get work it. Check it out, Nordstrom.com.
Get your life, girl.
Get your life. Look, we got the Tamar collection.
Yes.
Now you got your look. Sexy, 50 Shades of Grey inspired lingerie for the honeys with the curves. Yes.
Yeah. You're giving us all the little tea today. All right.
I know. All the good stuff. All the good stuff.
Love it.
I know. You're giving it away too early.
I know.
Now, that just means
say,
there's like some major stuff coming up.
I couldn't help my stuff. Look at me. Couldn't help myself at all. So. Again, the Kardashians are back in our news this week, you guys.
Oh, God,
you know, they're
they're
the little gift that keeps on giving, right? The Kardashians, what are we going to do? What you going to do? So the Kardashians are back, and in the news, for those of you guys who are fans of the Dash Store, which is the Kardashian boutique that they have open, they have announced this week that the Dash Stores will offer a personal styling service so you ladies can guarantee to be snatched when you leave the Dash Store. So if you are interested or you like the Dash line and you've been to the boutique, they do have personal styling services now to help you out, make sure that you are Kardashian ready. And you can check out the services at one of the 4 Dash locations, which is currently located in West Hollywood, New York City, Miami Beach, and also Southampton, New York. So if you are in those areas, make sure that you go check it out, ladies. So
check it out.
There we
get your life.
Get your life. Speaking of the Kardashians, though, and Bruce is supposed to be on the cover of some magazine. I can't think of. Yes. As a
we
woman.
Can't go a week without mentioning Bruce. I'm telling you.
I couldn't help it.
Yeah.
You know, you were talking about the Kardashians and the Dash Store, and you just had to throw in Bruce because he's supposed to be on, if I'm not mistaken, it's going to be like Vanity Fair magazine, but he is going to be on the cover as a woman.
Ooh.
Yes. So we get to see.
Yeah. I don't know how
so
that's going to work.
Did he ever say, like, what's his name going to be? Is he going to stick with Bruce, or is it going to be Bruschetta? Like,
Isn't that like Sushina, Bruschetta,
Bruschante.
Bruschante. Okay. I like that. Woo, okay.
That would have been
you know what
that's like
interesting
nightmare.
Though?
Huh? What did you say?
I said, look at you picking names and stuff for that man, for that woman.
Wouldn't that
well,
be
I mean,
cool,
it's only
though,
right,
says,
though.
Yeah, if he would have given, like, the fans the opportunity to give him a name or her a name, like, wouldn't that be, like, cool? Like, that would have been fun. I'm sure a lot of people would have had a blast with that one, though. It would have been way too many names to choose from.
It is.
And he, because he can't, you know, you can't become a woman and still be Bruce. So you got to be something else, like Bruce Benda or something.
He's like, what up, Bruce? Bruce? I mean, I'm sorry, Bruce Shetta.
Bruschetta.
I like that. Bruschetta, and I like Bruschante or Bruschini.
Yeah.
Well, didn't wasn't Kanye on the news this past week or something? Kanye, was it Kanye or was it North? I think it might have been. There was an issue where Kim posted a picture on Instagram showing North naked. She was like bathing her or something. And like everybody was ballistic. Oh, you preparing her now? Like,
oh
like,
God.
Crazy. I was like,
I mean, like, there's like hundreds of thousands of little cute little nude baby photos out there. And so, but could it be that, I don't know, could it be that the baby is a little bit older now? She's not like a newborn and the, you know, with the little, you know how they have a cute little newborn, little naked baby pictures. It's adorable, you know. So maybe they're just like, no, this child is not a newborn, and you're exposing her little body. So,
right.
Ooh,
she is,
isn't she? She is so cute.
Yeah. Now let me ask y'all this: did y'all hear about the latest on Jay-Z and Beyonce this past week?
No.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh, what happened?
So apparently, and this is what the rumor is, I'm going to just put that disclaimer out. The rumor is that Beyonce and Jay bought a company. I can't remember what company they bought out, but the issue is, the company is supposed to be a racist company. They got a backlash about why would they do that. So, the deal is Beyonce made the decision. And so there's like a picture out. I'm going to Google it. And there's a picture out showing Jay and B standing next to each other. I think it was like at the launch or the announcement. And Jay's face was like, serious. Like, he was mad because he didn't know. That's what they're saying. Like I said, it's a rumor. So I don't know if it's true or not. But if you think about it, if they're about to be the owner, wouldn't it, like, I mean, at this point, they can do whatever they want to do. So if it was a racist company prior to,
right, they can change
that. They can change that. Exactly.
Right.
So whoever it was that created that, they can do whatever needs to be done to get that changed. But, yeah, people were mad because they were like, how are you going to invest in something like that?
Yeah, that's what they
Mm-hmm. Well, see, and that's the thing. So maybe their whole concept, though, of, you know, taking over that, you know, company is so that they can change that, you know. But you know how people are. We are skeptics and we got something to say about everything that everyone is doing, especially the celebrities. So, the consumers are we vicious out here. Yes. So.
Yep.
Wow.
So I'm looking up now, and I'm reading something about they got like a church, a converted church.
Sure.
Really.
They're doing a whole lot of stuff.
Cool. Yeah, they doing too much, so.
You never know what they doing. I mean, I don't know. And you know I love me some Beyonce. I mean, I've heard everything.
Oh,
they,
yeah.
I don't
know. You know. Let's not relive it.
Right. Please. Right. Okay, because it's crazy. Like, Jay-Z and B have allegedly been in all kinds of stuff from cults and everything else. So, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's put Jay-Z and B on the prayer list. It's going to be all right.
Yeah.
They going to make it.
They going to make it, y'all. They going to make it. So, all right, guys. We're going to go ahead and get into a really quick music break here. And when we get back, we are going to get into our topic of the night. I hope you guys chime in because I'm interested in hearing some various opinions on what we are talking about. But right now, we are about to get into this song by Sheree Lurie, and the track is called Mirage.
You told me I can get it.
Guys, we are back. That was Sheree Lurie with Mirage. She is one of the House Radio Spotlight indie artists. So definitely make sure that you check her out on Twitter at Sheree Lurie. That's C-H-E-R-A-E. Lurie is L-E-R-I. So I think that's a nice little smooth track. If you guys are just now tuning in, you are tuned in to Beauty and Beats right here on Dollhouse Radio. I'm your host, Royalty, and I've got the lovely Jahira on the line and Sir Charles on the line with me right now. Hey. If you guys do want to call in and join in on the conversation, if you have any beauty questions, if you just want to say what's up, you can give us a call at 646-595-4038. Press 1 to let us know that you want to talk to us, and we would be more than happy to chat it up with you. But right now, we are about to get into our topic of the night.
I want to add, I don't want to cut you off, but I do want to add that we are taking music. So for those artists that are listening, or if you know an artist, have them email us their songs on, what do you need, MP3, right?
Send over a bio, photo, and the MP3 to our email at beautyandbeatsdhr@gmail.com and send it in, and we'll get it on the playlist. And
we'll consider it. We'll check you out. If you meet our highest expectations, then you might just be paid. Aired on our station next Sunday. How about that?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, no. And then, of course, you know, as long as, you know, it works out and you guys are happy to keep our listeners happy, you definitely want to continue playing your music so you can have your fans call in and request your song so we can always air it for you. And that'll help you guys out with your marketing and your promotions and getting the word out about whatever it is that you are doing, where you are, and you can possibly even land an interview on Beauty and Beat with myself, Miss Royale, and Sir Chalk.
You can't beat that, you guys. You can't beat that at all.
No.
Yes. Make sure you get that music in, you guys. We're accepting all genres, send it in. We'll check it out and get you on the playlist.
Indeed. So,
all right.
On to the next.
So, you guys, let's get into tonight's topic. So, we are discussing women who, and this is some women, not all women, but some women who feel that they need to have a man in their life all the time, or have what I call the relationship syndrome. And I have seen this a lot, and personally with people that I know, just, you know, it's constantly like, girl, I need a man. You know, like, the world is not right if I don't have this man in my life. Like, I need to be in a relationship. Like, what is, you know, oh my gosh. Or, you know, or women who meet a guy and they're like planning the wedding after the first date. Like, that, like, that bothers me.
No, you know, I'm laughing. I am laughing because we, me and my boyfriend, we met a couple yesterday that actually met, and the first day that they met, I think they said like 2 days after that or 3 days. They met on a, wait, I have to say it the way the man said it. We met on a Friday, and then on that Sunday, he proposed, I think, and then they got married.
And it's
It's been 48 years, and they're still together, and he said they are still getting acquainted.
Well, I guess
that was pretty
exciting.
Funny. Yeah.
But you know what? And that is crazy. But
it doesn't
now
happen all the time, but it can happen.
Right.
Apparently.
You're right. It can happen. I just, you know, I feel like it takes so much time to really, really get to know a person. Now, that, like you said, it does happen. Some people, like me, and they're like, yes, this is the one, and, you know, let's do it. But I'm just going to take a personal situation from someone that I know, you know, incognito, no names. But this particular person, not who, I'm not telling. I'm not messy. I'm not telling Jahira, right?
So Charles, you know who it is.
Yeah.
He's like, we gonna talk after the show. We gonna talk after the show, no?
Exactly.
But I do know someone, and this person, I think that they really just they really want to be married. I think it comes from just their childhood of not getting the love that maybe they should have gotten growing up, and person looks for this security and love from a man, right? So what happens is that every time this person meets somebody new, I get dragged to the bridal store for a wedding that never happens. Okay, but my whole point is that, like, I don't know how to, like, I've talked to this person and everything, and it bothers me because I try to, you know, get them to see what the real issue is, and not to do that, because what happens is this person starts planning for a wedding and all of this stuff, and then the relationship doesn't last, or, you know, the guy is full of crap and he's just, you know, stringing her along and all this stuff, and she just hasn't grasped that concept yet, you know. So that's something that, you know, it bothers me, and there's a lot of women that are out there like that, you know.
So what are you doing, though? Like, did you sit with her? Have you chatted? Have you...
What is her take
on it?
She's just like, okay, I know. She's probably like, I wish this girl would shut up. Because I, you know, I've done, like, everything. I've, like, just talked. I fussed. I've done everything. So she's probably like, child, I don't want to hear nothing else she got to say. But I've tried to talk to her. And then another thing that she does is when she, you know, does get involved with the guy is, I don't want to say I'm stern, but, you know, there's certain standards that you have to have for yourself, obviously, to establish respect for yourself when you first get involved with a guy, and that's how I feel. So, and I feel that she's really passive when it comes to guys. So they can say anything, and she just be like, okay, well, he said, and I'm like, girl, I'm like, wait a minute, you know, like, and I'm analyzing, that don't sound right, that don't make sense, you know, and she's like, well, I'm going to call you back, so, but, you know, if those things, like, bother me, and, you know, I feel like there's, for some women, there's a lack of that respect set first, when you first meet a guy, and then I have a problem with the ladies that definitely are just ready to rush into a relationship because they want that security, and that just really, that really bothers me. But I'm particularly worried about this person, and I was just thinking, I was like, there's got to be other women out here that's in that same predicament that's doing that, but why, you know?
Now, let me ask this. Mm-hmm. Do any of the relationships, like the relationships that she was in, how long did they last? Like, what's the longest relationship she was in?
Right.
Do you know?
I am going to say maybe a couple months.
Really? Not even like a year or
no.
Two?
No.
Wow. Well. Ah,
that's like very me. But I mean, that's like, that's kind of why do our women do that? And this is another thing, especially when it comes to marriage, okay? Because let me kick down a little bit of knowledge, you guys, since, you know, I'm like 13 years into one. But I'm just saying that when you...
In a marriage?
Yes.
Oh.
Mm. You didn't know that, Jahira. We're going to have to talk offline. Look.
Wow.
I didn't even know that. Congratulations, lad.
Right.
Well, thank you.
You made it past the 7-year itch.
You made it past the
seven-year itch.
Yes.
But this is what I wanted to say, though. With marriage, for those that want to hurry up and jump into it, I encourage you not to. Don't do that. Mm-hmm. And I say this because, you know, I hear a lot of ladies talk about, you know, they want the beautiful wedding. And I want the fairy tale wedding. I want it to be da-da-da-da-da
like
this and that. And look, but that's okay, Jahira. You can have a beautiful fairy tale wedding.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is for the ladies, there's ladies that only see that part of marriage. You know what I'm saying? They're like, okay, we want the beautiful wedding. And that's it. Like, they don't think beyond what is after the wedding day. And those are the ladies I'm particularly talking about. And the beautiful wedding day, the magical fairy tale wedding day, I think that is absolutely fabulous. That is wonderful. Every bride should feel like a princess on their wedding day. You know, as long as also that they understand what comes after that, which is the compromising and understanding that every day is not going to be perfect and getting through the hardships and all of those things and, you know, just all the things that comes along with being in a marriage and different issues. You guys are not going to always agree. Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say, because I can play devil's advocate, and I'm I guess the only single female on here that hasn't been married yet. there are men out there that need to also take heed because it is a lot of work in a marriage. Like I said, I haven't been married yet, but I do know that it takes a lot of work. Like my mom was married for almost 20 years with my stepdad.
Right.
And so I saw the hard work, the ache, the joy, I saw everything, the ups and the downs of it, you know. So I know it takes a lot of work. And then when you've got a family, oh my God, it's even more
work
than just you two.
Right.
So I get it, and I know, and I, of course there are a lot of things that I probably don't know yet until I actually go through it. But that goes back to, like, what you're saying as far as the compromising. And that's just, like, on both ends. Because it's not really easy. Even in a regular relationship, you know, a lot of times it takes you, when I say regular, I mean prior to marriage, a lot of times you kind of know, you know where this is going to go. But at the same token, it's not something that's just going to flow there. It's not just going to happen. It takes work from both ends and understanding. But I think, like, as far, because I didn't think that every man that I dated I was going to marry, but I hoped that it would have been that it would have been it. You know what I mean? Because I didn't want I wanted to be married when I was 18. As soon as this is me growing up. I wanted to be married as soon as I graduated from high school with my high school sweetheart and live happily ever after. Because I saw that in my family. One of my cousins did that. And and so, like, my thought was, like, whoever I was with, I just wanted that to be it. I didn't want to continue on looking or waiting or hoping and wishing. And then, and then I am here today.
No. But that's the thing, you know, you date and then you know, you get to know a person and you be like, okay, so maybe this ain't the one, you know, and things like that. And that's fine. I mean, that's just part of, you know, life and getting to know people and things like that. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to get married. I knew that I wanted to get married a long time ago, too. And I had my whole life all put together from what I wanted the house to look like and, you know, just everything. Like, I knew, like, okay, this is what I want right here. This is what I'm going to have, you know, so... There is nothing wrong with that at all. But, like,
right.
The person that I'm speaking of in particular, it's not like that. It's a little bit different. It's like if you give her just a little bit of attention, it's like, well, you know, we might get married and, like, oh, Lord. I'd be like, oh, child. Can you go on the first date first? Go on the first date first, okay, and then let's see what happens from there. Or, you know, I feel like the guys that she gets involved with, they want one thing from her, and they will, you know, sweet talk her into the one thing, and then after that, it's like, okay, nothing.
Yeah, but she's got to put a cap on that too, you know?
Right,
she's
exactly.
She's got to, like, respect herself enough to say, you know what, if this all they want is my snatch box, then, you know, nah. You know what I mean?
Right.
You got to kind of see how long someone is going. I mean, if you want something that's friends with benefits, that's a different story because we all grown. We all got needs and wants. But if you're going in it with the idea of, you know, like, trying to date and get to know and basically be with that person on a different level, don't go into it sexually. That's the hardest part,
right.
I think, as adults. You know, when you're attracted to someone and the chemistry is there, it's like that's how a lot of people jump into things, and they get those feelings mixed up with love and all that from the sex you up stuff.
Right.
I
have spoken.
Sex you up
stuff. And they confuse it.
No,
mm-hmm.
it does.
Right.
Because I know I got some female friends like that. Oh, you know, he did her this way and did her that way and rubbed her the right way, and she's thinking – she wearing her heart on her sleeve, and he ain't even on that level.
Right.
So.
Right.
It's sad, but it happens.
But see, that's where I say, you know, we as women need to pay more attention to our intuition and to what we are being told. Because if you listen, not to just what you're being told, but also actions.
Mm-hmm.
You know where the man stands because they tell you everything. Everything you need to know is said to you, but you choose to not listen to it for whatever reason because you're involved in your feelings and you're so caught up that you have a fear. Like, we create a fear for ourselves that stops us or prevents us from seeing what's really going on before us, and then before we know it, we have wasted our time in a situation that we knew because we told ourselves months ago or a year ago that this is what this is.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, I need a little pause.
Yes.
But, okay, I see how you do me.
Yes, indeed. That is so true, though. That is so true. I think that a lot of times we spend a lot of time in denial. And you're right.
Mm-hmm.
They tell you everything. Like, the clues are there. It's like right there.
Right in our faces. And you're like, oh, he loves me. Oh, no, you know what we say? Here's the worst thing that we tell ourselves. Well, it seems, but... it's possible that he may not. Like, really?
Right. Girl, if he looks like a duck,
a possibility.
Act like a duck, it's a duck. Right.
Yes. Ain't no possible. It is. Pay attention.
Yeah.
That is too funny. But that is so, so true. So, really quick, guys, we're going to get into another music break here. If you guys are listening on the phones, online, the chat line is open. So if you do want to comment or ask any questions, please, I keep calling it the chat line. The chat room on Blog Talk Radio is open. So if you are online and you're listening and you want to chime in with a question, please feel free to enter your question into the chat. If you want to call in and or if you want to ask a question and you're already on the line, press 1 or call us at 646-595-4038 and chime in on the conversation. I'm pretty sure all of you know someone or can relate to what we are talking about. So we are opening the lines. Feel free to join in. But we're going to go ahead and get into this music break. We'll come back and we'll continue our conversation. This is Mila J featuring Ty Dolla with My Main.
Girl that I came in with, down my main. The one that's sharing these drinks, down my main. The one celebrating a birthday, down my main. Yeah, that's my number one chick, down my main. The one that always had my back, down my main. When me and my babe broke up, down my main. She be the chick up on site, down my main. And don't let her get turned up, down my main. She my hero for a reason. Oh, oh, oh. I can tell her all my secrets. Oh, oh, oh. Cause I know that she gon' keep her. Oh, oh, oh. Ain't nothing come between us. That my main one, that my main one. Yeah, she up in here with me right now. I say that that my main one, that my main one. Yeah, she know that she my ride or die. So all you haters looking, you could try tonight. Cause I'm down for whatever when she by my side. That my main one, that my main one. Yeah, we always be down for life. One of the baddest chicks in this club. That my main. One of the only girls that I love. That my main. Been down with her since day one. That my main. Can't nobody break this up. That my main. We never fight over them boys. That my main. Playing with these dudes like toys. That my main. Vacay with me in Miami. That my main. Front row with me at the Grammy. That my main. She my hero for a reason. Oh, oh, oh. I can tell her all my secrets. Oh, oh, oh. Cause I know she gon' keep her. Oh, oh, oh. Can't nothing come between us. That my main one, that my main one. Yeah, she up in here with me right now. I say that that my main one, that my main one. Yeah, she know that she my ride or die. So all you haters looking, you could try tonight. Cause I'm down for whatever when she by my side. That my main one, that my main one. Yeah, we always be down for life.
Oh, that's my main. Caught in cheating as she stay. Hell yeah, cause she love me always. I whip my the long way. Ooh, through the ups and the downs, unconditional. I eat it in the morning like cereal. Here we go, here we go. We ain't done yet. When she call me Big Daddy, I love that. That's my main, that's the one I curve all these old folks. Got my name tatted on her body like a cholo. 10 toes down, fun, she a rider. Game busy in that fire. She get her own money and she ballin'. She answer what a real, real callin'. That's my main thing.
Guys, we are back. That was Mila J featuring Ty Main, or Ty Main, Lord, Ty Dolla with My May, you guys.
I did that song.
If you're just tuning
in, you
are. I had
a little bounce to it.
I did too. I know. I was over here dancing. I'm like, hey. So, yeah, so if you guys are just not tuning in. And you guys are just now tuning into the show. You are tuned into Beauty and Beats right here on Dollhouse Radio. I'm your host, Royalty. I've got my girl, Sahira, on the line and Sir Charles. And
What up, what
yes.
up?
Yes. We are talking about all kinds of stuff on this show tonight. So if you do, again, want to call in and chime in, then make sure that you hit us up at 646-595-4038. And we've got a caller on the line, you guys. Hey.
Really?
We do. One second. Let me turn on the mic. 404, you're on the line with us. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. This is DJ Hershey. Good.
I was going to say, who are we speaking with?
Yes, yeah, the infamous Core DJ Hershey, ATL. What's good, people?
All right. What's good? ATL in the building.
Yeah, a.k.a.
Core DJ Hershey.
Mr. Mrs. Jahira.
This is my other half, guys.
I thought about that. I knew I had seen the name. So, yeah, I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Yay.
He's calling and chiming in. He's supporting the crew. What up?
Awesome. We appreciate it.
And I'm sure he's got something to share, too, about the combo.
Well, hey, it's a very, very needed conversation for everybody. So, you know, I love these conversations like that. You know, me and my best friend, we do an event called Cocktails and Conversations, where it mainly deals with, you know, relationships. So anytime I could jump in on a conversation like this, I'm all for it.
Oh, go on. What's your thing? Right.
Well, I listened to everything you guys said today, and I agree with majority. And Jahira, I must tip my hat to you, because I can tell we do talk and you do listen. I love it.
No. Why? Thank you.
Because you know, I have to say, you know, I've fortunately and unfortunately a lot of life lessons and experiences on relationships. Mm-hmm. And I'm the type of person, I just don't like bumping my head. So if there's something that I experienced that was a negative, I won't do it twice. I'm going to, you know, try something right. different, you know. And to me, if you keep doing the same thing, looking for a different outcome, that's a sign of insanity. So
yes.
You just got to keep it moving. So, yeah, relationships are hard, and it's just that the simple fact is that unfortunately us as people and with the way society is right now, we make it harder on ourselves, and it's a very simple solution, and we just got to learn how to make that happen between us two and not whoever's outside our four walls.
Right. Good point.
Yeah.
Yes.
I agree.
That is so true. I know that a lot of problems arise when you know, take your relationship issues outside of the home. So that is very, very true.
Yeah. And it's cool, 'cause, like, you know, I got friends that I talk to. Like, if there's something that I need to talk to, have a female perspective of it, you got to know that, you know, there's somebody you can trust, like, you know, they're not going to go out and say, oh, guess what Hershey said to me, and, you know, and blah, 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 blah. You got to make sure you have a strong core of people that, you know, if you value their input, it stays between you two. You also have to be strong enough to, because, you know, like you had said earlier, everybody's going to have their opinion on something. So you always gotta have a strong mentality to say, you know what? Okay, I appreciate your thought. I'll process that. Thank you. If it works for me, thank you. But you have to be strong enough not to let that thought process outside come in the house, because that's where that protection comes from. You know, it's not all about, you know, fighting for somebody's love. You know, everywhere I go, I gotta fight for my love. I ain't trying to beat up anybody. But protection comes in so many different forms. You know, what they say, Satan's greatest trick was to make everybody believe he didn't exist. So doing things in plain sight is going to be very, it's a lot more effective than you just being blatant with it. You know, these subliminal messages saying, well, girl, you know, you shouldn't take that from this man and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, you're taking advice from a woman that don't have a man. So it's kind of like, how do you balance it? So you have to kind of stand up. Men do it all the time. You know, we got to stand up for a situation that we believe in.
Exactly.
And we'll, especially as black men, we'll get it. from outside and inside. So it's kind of like, firm to your beliefs and keep it going, or do you just get run over?
Stand up and be counted.
Right.
You got to fight for your right.
So what do you think about people who do meet and then just, you know, are ready to get married right away? Do you think that people in relationships should give it time before just jumping into such a big commitment as a marriage?
I do. I think it's marriage has so many different layers to it in itself.
Right.
You know, it's not about the physical, you know, and that's what that's what the majority of some people kind of think, you know, okay, she's hot, I like her, she thinks I'm cute, I think she's cute, we should make this work. And it's not about that. You know, when you're talking about a partnership, you got to think about things it could be the simple things. I like a clean household. This other person may not. you know, I might be the type of person. I might be the person that likes to pay my. I might be the person that wants to be somewhere on time. This other person is like 2 hours fashionably late. Or if I got. You know, if it's time to pay our car note and I got it, I'd rather pay for it right now than to wait and pay a late fee. You know, stuff like that. It becomes so much, and you come together as a team because it's all about building at that point. Because it's like, I keep reiterating to the madness part. If you keep doing things that work against you and looking for a better solution, that's madness. So
right.
You got to do that. You're not going to find all of that out in a matter of minutes. Like, you know, the worst thing I think was invented was speed dating.
What about that couple from yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the dumbest thing. I mean, and this is me.
No.
And I'm going to explain why, because this is how it is. I can sit here, and men and women go through this all the time. When you meet a person, you can sit there and tell you everything who I am, but you won't actually know who I am until certain situations arise. So I can sit here and tell you I'm a peaceful person, I'm very calm and demeanor, I don't let things get next to me. But then when I'm in the car and somebody cuts me off, I'm chasing them down the expressway trying to, you know, shoot them out the window. So you will not really understand who a person is until those situation arises, and then you start seeing the real person. And then at that point, you're going to be thinking back like, I thought she said she was you know, now you're in the driver's seat. You're in the driver's seat holding on to the handle, holding on to your life.
Right.
Like, when I get out, I'll walk home. So you can't find it out in speed dating. It's like, I think it's the worst thing ever invented.
It is.
That is so true.
Society, everybody wants it now. They want it cookie cutter. They want it microwave. And it's like, you have to be organic with this. You have to see if, you know, when you wake up in the morning, are you still going to be rolling over and be, enchanted by looking at them? All of that stuff, all of that comes into play. You won't find this out by a piece of paper or when that bell rings and you got to switch tables.
You ain't trying to ask, why did I get married?
Exactly. Now you're making a movie. You know, and that's where I think where a lot of these bad dating situations come arise, because like you were saying earlier, a lot of people is like, oh, he's the best thing, and I got a best friend that does the same thing. You know, she's like, oh, I met the dude, he's the one, and I'm like, do I need to interview him? Do I need to interrogate him? What?
Right, me too.
Yeah, because you're moving way too quick. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to take your moment from you right now, but it's kind of like, slow down. Yes, right. He's nice. Okay, get to know each other first. Don't look for these too many freaking rules that are put on a person from day one. Oh, I'm itching. There's too many rules. Does he turn left? To turn right? Or, you know, it's you put way you, when you put oh, wow. way too many parameters on people, it's that's too much pressure. I call those giant. I don't know if have anybody really watched what's that? Jerry Seinfeld when it was out.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Every time he was dating, he would find like the smallest thing. And it will blow up to a point. He's like, I can't do it. It's like, well, she always had that mole on her cheek, but it's staring at me and it's waving, you know.
Right.
You know, it was always there, but now for some reason it's irritating you. So it's kind of like, again, you have to let it be organic. Learn about this person
right.
first, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, I could be on this all day. So.
Yeah.
No, that was great. You was kicking the knowledge down. That was great. But, yeah, people, I hope they're listening and taking some notes and understanding that, you know, it takes time to get to know a person and you can't just jump in. And we had a conversation before a couple of weeks back. We were just talking about people, I'm going to say people in general, men and women, just having loving yourself first before getting into this relationship and not looking for these, you know, relationships as security or to, you know, make you feel better about yourself. You need to be confident and secure in your own self before you do that.
Totally agree with that. Because if you don't know yourself, if you don't know what you need, and there's a difference between want and need. And mostly, if you do not have anything to bring to the table, you have to be a person of substance. You know, what do you offer? Because the whole relationship makeup is. Is for one person to carry one load, the other one carry the other load, and together you two make it happen. So, you know, I want to be able to walk out the door, and if something, you know, should happen when I'm not there, she's able to do it and come back home and say, baby, guess what happened, blah, 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 and I told him blah, 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 and I'm like, go on, girl, you know.
Right.
You know, you don't want to come back to like, well, you know, I thought he was following me and I wasn't sure, and he's outside the door. So I'm like, seriously?
Right.
You want to make sure that both of you guys hold each other down. And again, that's that protection aspect of it. That's that security aspect of it, that you want to be happy when you come home. You know, when you get to a point where you standing right in front of your door, and then you got to do a big huff before you walk in the door. You don't belong there.
Right.
And I've had that moment. Not with Jock, but I've had that moment.
Thanks for clarifying.
Just saying, I've been sitting outside the garage with the car running like, oh, my God.
All right.
If it wasn't for my babies, woo. I go buy me a condo somewhere else. I'll be like, what's that dude on Harlem Nights? Hey, yeah, so I'm not coming back home. Have a good life.
Oh, gosh. Right, yes, I feel you there, though. But that's so true, that is so true. Oh, man.
Yeah, and ultimately, you should just be honest with each other. And, you know, some people, that there might be a time where you might not click. And then you see that, you know what, it's really, I think we're trying to force the situation, and both of you have to be adult enough to make that decision. Like, I mean, I've had quite a few ex-girlfriends, and we've parted on really, really great terms. We're still friends to this day. But that's because we sat there and analyzed, like, well, you know, maybe I don't like that you use the bathroom all day and use up all the toilet tissue, and that's gonna affect me. So I think
right. Just
be cool, you know. Just because I can't sleep with you don't mean we can't be friends.
That's true.
Right.
So and that's where the adult part kicks in. It's kind of like I don't want to have to frown or cringe or run every time I see somebody, because especially in the industry that we're all in now, at some point we're going to run into somebody, an ex, or they're going to see us some event, whether social media, whatever. And you just always want to have your background just clear. You don't want to have that type of energy on you, because it's going to affect you personally and professionally.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, sir.
You're welcome, madam.
We appreciate your call.
We do. Thank you so much for calling in. Feel free to call in again at any time.
Definitely. I'm dropping the mic. Exit.
Don't tell him that. He'll be calling every minute. No, I'm kidding. Wait. You're dropping the mic now? Oh, my man. Walking away like sexy chocolate? Okay.
Well, I appreciate you. I thank you for having me on the show again. You guys have some great topics. I always listen all the time. I very seldomly get a chance to chime in, but when she told me about this subject, I had to break away.
Thank
you guys
so
doing
much.
Great.
Thanks.
Continue.
Appreciate it.
Much blessings.
Later.
Thank you. Same to you. That was awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
Yay! So we definitely want to thank DJ Hershey for calling in. He was kicking knowledge, seriously. That was good. I hope guys were listening in as well. So
he was better than Dr. Phil.
Who listens to Dr. Phil? No.
Right. I'm just saying.
I'm kidding. He's a little smarty. He's got some knowledge. Yeah, let me start.
As he said, he see you've been taking notes, John. He see you've been listening.
Excuse me. We'll let him say that.
Uh-huh.
I ain't gonna make you say no comments. I plead the fifth.
But that was really good information, and particularly what he said about both people need to be people of substance. They need to both bring something to the table, and I think that is extremely important in a relationship. And that I keep going back to my friend, but that brings me to my friend as well, because she has things. She's a single mom, and she has things that she needs to work on within herself, things that she needs to focus on more so than focusing on a relationship. And
right.
I always tell her, you know, the relationship will come, things will fall into place the way they are supposed to be. You need to take care of what you need to take care of first. Stop worrying about guys and being in a relationship. Don't get married to and move off to the next city with, and all of this. You need to focus on you and getting yourself together. And then, you know, and I told her it's okay to date, you know, casually date, but just, you know,
have fun.
No, don't be trying to plan the whole wedding, and you know, we up here at the bridal shop in the jewelry store, and he ain't proposed yet. No, don't do that.
I was
that.
About to ask that next. Did he even propose?
Right.
Ain't nobody proposed to Hira. No. Ain't nobody proposed.
She just been mentally prepared. That's what that is.
That's what she said. She's like, well, I just need to be prepared. For what? He ain't even mentioned it yet. What are we we preparing for? You know, okay. So, but I love her. I'm gonna keep talking to her. So, but I just, you know,
keep
that
talking
just
to her. But you know what? Yeah. So at the same, on the same token, though, like, you know, every individual will have their own personal experience.
Right.
Like, what's that saying? You are dealing with every whatever situation you're dealing with at that time at the like your highest frequency or the best knowledge that you have at that time. So everybody doesn't move as quickly as, you know, as others. Like, it took me years to even recognize a lot of the stuff that I'm talking about today. I had to go through the BS. I had to go through all of that in order for me to recognize,
right,
okay, this is what a real relationship is. This isn't. You know what I mean? Like, if this is what I want, then this is what I need to do. And then once I started to do that, that's when I started to see what was before me, and everything grew from there. But it took for me to recognize me, my life, and where I want to go. So ultimately,
right,
it starts with you. And you just got to be aware of that. You got to be awakened to that. And like I said, everybody doesn't happen for everyone at the same time. What we can do is we can share our knowledge, but we got to also respect that whoever we're talking to has to undergo through whatever they need to go through as well. It may not be the same experiences. It may be a worse experience,
right,
and we're like, dang, but I was trying to tell you. But that's what they had to go through for them to realize, because, like, each of us' strengths are different.
Right.
God only gives us whatever we can handle. If some
right.
people can deal with something worse, some people can't. And I'm sure I'm going to hear about this later, my saying that, but it's the truth, and that's just how I view it. I'm sure I'm going to get a rebuttal about it later, but this is just my take on it, because I just feel like I got to respect people. I can't control others. I can only control myself, just like you can only control you.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
That's true.
Ja, ja, baby.
But see, and then the cool thing about him calling is you guys are hearing me talk, but then you're hearing his side talk, and then you
right.
can kind of see why we balance each other out, because we
right.
had to get there, though. We had to go through the mess
yeah.
to get to that point.
Yeah.
So shout out to Hershey for calling me.
Shout out to Big Dog Hershey.
Really appreciate it.
Yeah,
well,
I got a whole lot of knowledge today.
we did.
It was awesome, and I'm really hoping that
there
were.
Had to get my little
notebook
and pen out.
Yeah. I'm hoping that there were a lot of people, especially like listening online as well, and could take something from that, because I know there's a lot of people that go through these different relationship issues or in the same, you know, situation. That's what we were talking about. So, and it's nice to have had that male perspective, because that's good for a lot of ladies to hear that as well. Because, you know, women are always, you know, we always give it advice and, you know, tell our side of things, but it's good to have that male perspective to say, you know, this is what
right.
it is. So. Awesome show, you guys. But we have, like, just 2 minutes left in the show, so we're going to go ahead and wrap up. I do want to encourage all of the listeners to make sure that you tune in every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, yeah. 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Chime in to the show. Tell some people you know about it to call in. We have beauty, we've got music on here, we talk about relationship issues, and hopefully, you know, can empower and help some people that are dealing with different things. So make sure that you tune in right here every Sunday. You can follow us on Twitter @beautyandbeats DHR. That's beauty, the letter N beats DHR. You can also follow me on Twitter at AMR Artistry. I'll let you guys go ahead and give out your Twitter handles. We'll go ahead and start with you, Jahira.
All right. You can follow me at IM, that's IAM, Jahira, JAHAIRA. I am Jahira.
And mine is Makeup by Sir at Twitter, and that's also my Instagram.
And last, I also want to add, don't forget, make sure that you submit your bio and your music, well, your bio, mm-hmm. your MP3, and send us your Twitter or your social media as well, so that you can get a chance at being on air with us. And you can send it to Beauty and Beat DHR, so that's Beauty N, the letter N, Beat, with an S at the end, DHR at gmail.com.
Yes, indeed. You guys get that music in. We want to thank you guys for tuning into the show, and we will see
you
next week. Yay! We're going to go ahead and go out with a little bit of Kanye West with All Day. We'll see you guys next week.
Chat.
Yeah.
All day, nigga. Yeah. All day, nigga. How long you niggas ball? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How many runners do you got on call? All day, nigga. Twist. How long they keep you in call? All day, nigga. Take you to get this fly? All day, nigga. Tell your P.O. how long you been high? All day, nigga. Now already know I'm straight from the shop. All day, nigga. Top. All day, nigga. This shade, nigga. Chopping for the winner and the checks made, nigga. Ball so hard, man, the shit crazy, nigga. He ain't getting money that you got 8 figures. But at Jesus Peace, man, I been say, nigga. Just talk to FedCon at Sensei, nigga. Told him I been on 10 since the 10th grade, nigga. Got a middle finger longer than the Kim, baby, nigga. I don't let them play with me. I don't let them talk to me no kind of way. They better watch what they say to me. Nigga still getting popped on the day to day. Yeah, I still got the 100 with a small face, nigga. Might spend 50 racks in my off day, nigga. You a fake Denzel like the all say, nigga. If you're running to me, better have off say with you. You a Rico Suave, nigga. Round round, listen to Sade, nigga. If you ain't with us, you an our way, nigga. You a actor, you should be on Broadway, nigga. Did you do shit to Broadway, nigga? Your bitch got an ab, I'm a Broadway sicker. Late for the class in the hallway, nigga. You the dropout at it as always, nigga. As always. All day, nigga. All day, nigga. How long you ball? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How long it take you to get the fly? All day, nigga. Take your P.O. How long you been high? All day, nigga. Post some here and for my niggas that died. All day, nigga. And I keep a bad bitch on the patch of the side. All day, nigga. Now already know I'm straight from the shop. All day, nigga. All day, nigga. I can do this all day, boy. Woo! I'm finna turn this bitch out. Any day, yay, in the streets, boy. Woo! It been a motherfucking draft. Don't really matter what I made, boy. Woo! You know I still go wild. Like a light-skinned slave, boy. Woo! We in the motherfucking house. Right now, looking real stuff right now. I swear I've been on the slide. Like, I'm off right now. Stupid niggas getting money for a stump right now. Shout out to Jackie Chan, I need to stunt right now. They be looking at the gram, I be looking at the Grammys like, that's us right now. Right now, 24/7, 365 days, everybody getting paid.
Go crazy.
Niggas looking at me like I'm worth both them J's. People saying, yay, yay, take it easy. 20 G's for the Yeezys off of eBay. Niggas do the most and they ain't done shit. Only way I can sum it up, some bitch.
Hands up.
So watch it down.
all day, nigga. Hey, nigga.